from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football with you until 10:35 tonight. We have Joel's pick coming up in a little bit. Joel Nelson with me behind the glass. Every time we work together, I like to give him a chance to pick a topic on the night. And that has turned into usually one of the last segments of the show. We like to go out with a little bang. And you hear that music right there. Back to the primetime chimes. Because it is time for Steelers, Texans, preseason edition of White Hot Takes. I love doing these all football season. I love putting these out there all football season. Sometimes they're just utterly ridiculous. Sometimes they actually hit. Sometimes I wonder, why did I not make a wager on any of these? And I get angry with myself. You ever have that, Joel? Where you know, like, I'll start that over. Where you have a really good feeling about something. Maybe you put it out there, you say it to a buddy, or you watching a game with your old man, and you're like, I think this is going to happen. Like, it's something ridiculous. It happens. And in your mind, you're like, why didn't I throw a few bucks on that when I had the chance?
Yeah, plenty of times. I'll even, for like, let's just say a prediction, not even betting this, there are some times where I think, you know, just any random MLB game, I feel like this pitcher is going to throw a complete game. I've tweeted it out once. It was when a couple weeks ago, Seth Lugo of the Royals threw a complete game against the Royals. I tweeted that it was going to happen earlier that day. That Seth Lugo would throw a complete game against the White Sox.
What a hit!
He did. And like every other time that I've tweeted something like that, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I mean, there have been some times where like, man, I feel like this guy's going to go out and shove and throw a complete game tonight. He does, and I didn't tweet it out. But something like that, or if we're talking about betting, there are a couple times where, you know, I might, I'm thinking there might be a team who's an underdog or maybe a pick, and I'm thinking, man, this team is going to straight up win outright. My gut just says that, and I don't bet it, and then they win.
Yeah,
that's happened so many times.
It's a tough feeling, especially when it's like a maybe even like a sizable underdog.
I mean, like
in the NFL, you don't really get more than like 2 touchdowns.
That's right.
If it's anything more than that, it's like that is a huge underdog. But I think a good example last year, at least the first one I can think of, it was early in the season. Cardinals and Cowboys played each other. And the Cowboys had put up like 40 points in the first 2 games. The Cardinals looked awful. The Cardinals were like 14.5-point dogs. They just outright beat up the Cowboys.
They did.
And like they beat them convincingly. It wasn't even like a close game from what I remember. Yeah, like stuff like that. I always wish, like, man, you know what? I had the gall to like put it out there, but I didn't always back it up with my money. Even if it's a buck or $5, like it doesn't have to be you spending $50 on something. Which, by the way, I did see one of the sites before I get to these white hot takes here, Joel. It said, if we gave you $50 to give us one player to win Defensive Player of the Year this year, who do you go with?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. I might have to come back to you on that briefly. Myles Garrett won it last year, right?
Yes.
I don't think he's going to repeat. Aaron Donald's out of the league. He retired. There's going to be some sort of breakout player. And it's normally like an edge rusher, right? Most times.
I mean, edge rushers have started to really take it over. Yeah, I think the last time it was a non-edge rusher. I mean, well, I won't even count Aaron Donald because he was such a freak of a player. I know he was not an edge rusher, but Aaron Donald was just in a category with his own self. Stephon Gilmore won in 2019 as a corner. I think that's the last time a non-edge rusher won.
I've got my pick for this year. Aiden Hutchinson, Detroit Lions, is going to have a... I don't know if it's going to be a 20-sack season, but... And I know he's there. It's Crosby, Bosa, Watt, Garrett, Parsons, who are all ahead of him in the betting odds right now, but... Aiden Hutchinson, 16-1 odds to win Defensive Player of the Year. Look out.
I like that, Joel.
I think that's what's going to happen here.
He's right there in that sweet spot where he's not like a clear favorite, not one of the top two or three guys.
He's been good his first couple of seasons with the Lions after, what, second overall in 2022. He seems like someone who's primed for a big potential 20-sack season.
And something else important is that he is on a good team.
That's correct.
And we know that as long as he is on a good team, possibly great team, he can be a little bit worse.
Bingo.
Than a guy that is on a bad team.
Bingo. Who? Max Crosby of the Raiders.
Yeah, he's a great example.
They're probably not going to make the playoffs, and maybe Hutchinson can have not as good a season as Crosby, but Hutchinson gets the edge.
Who are some, I mean, I imagine, like because how hard could it be to pick T.J. Watt? I do think Watt will win another one
by the time
his career is done, but he'd be too easy to pick. So I imagine all the top guys up there, the ones you rattled off, Garrett, Watt, Bosa, Crosby, who am I forgetting? Parsons.
Nick Bosa, Micah Parsons.
Yeah, and then who falls after that? I mean, you mentioned Hutchinson, but his name was a handful of rows down the list.
The next handful of guys and on FanDuel, these guys are all 25-1 or worse odds. Chris Jones of Kansas City. Josh Hines Allen of the Jaguars. He changed his name this year.
That's right.
Kyle Hamilton of the Baltimore Ravens is up there. He's a safety. So the first non-edge rusher is Kyle Hamilton at 30-1 odds. Danielle Hunter, the new Texan, is up there. His teammate Will Anderson is close by. Rashawn Gary of Green Bay. Hendrickson of Cincinnati.
I think he's really underrated. Where is Sauce Gardner at?
Yeah, I was just going to say, he's a couple more below at 60-1 odds. Now,
really?
That, I think, is monstrous value. He won Rookie of the Year a couple seasons ago. Now, I mean, if you're going to be a defensive back to win Rookie of the Year, it looks like it's major, major long shot for that to happen. He's 60-1. Kyle Hamilton is 30-1. And safeties, you know, they do like more than like cornerbacks. They cover a lot. The safeties, they do so many more things. But
maybe I'll go with Sauce.
I think so too. $1 would just $70.
It would require like a Darrell Revis type season. But like you said, you could put as little as a dollar on it, and then you're bringing home a nice little haul for sure. And that's another team. If Rodgers, assuming he's healthy for at least most of the year, they're going to be good. Plus, he plays in one of the biggest markets, New York. And if he does have a great season,
bingo,
that could push him over the edge. I think I'm going to go with him when it comes down to that. That's another thing I can't wait for. I'm wrong on almost all of them. I love making preseason NFL predictions. I love it. But without further ado, Steelers, Texans, white hot takes. We start with the quarterback. I think Justin Fields busts off a 25-plus yard run tomorrow night, Joel, and I think it gets people pumped up. And I know how fired up we got during the preseason last year when we saw Kenny Pickett just cooking defenses left and right for a few weeks in August. This won't quite be that, but it will be the first glimpse that Steelers fans really have of seeing Justin Fields use his legs. And I think with the ease that they see him gain 25-plus yards, that'll have them thinking, wow, we actually have this guy on our team. Because, you know, Roethlisberger could run a little bit, but he would lumber. Big Ben would lumber. Pickett could run a little bit. Like, we've seen some guys that could run, but nobody could do it like Justin Fields. I mean, it would be like, it's going to be Cordell-esque, which we haven't seen for 25, 30 years. Running back position, LaMichael Perine, he's way down on that depth chart right now. Who the hell knows if he even makes this roster? Maybe as a veteran back. I think he scores a touchdown in this game. I got a feeling he's going to get a lot of snaps in this one, considering the running back position tomorrow night should be very lightly used Najee Harris, very lightly used Jaylen Warren. I don't think Cordero Patterson, I mean, he won't even play, so I don't even know if he'll be into the mix. And then I think somebody like LaMichael Perine will get a ton of carries, and I think he'll score a touchdown. Wide receiver slash tight end prediction. The hype train on Van Jefferson will grow tomorrow night, Joel. He will catch a touchdown pass, and you will have people saying, boom, take that. We don't need Brandon Ayuk.
There's our WR2.
We want a guy who caught 10 passes last year.
He's a Super Bowl winner.
Van Jefferson will score a touchdown, and it will get people saying that we don't need Brandon Ayuk anymore.
How many yards is that touchdown going to be for Van Jefferson?
I think it's going to be within the red zone, so not like super far, but I think it's going to be like a 15-yarder. Let's say that. A couple of defensive predictions. Guys on the front seven, I think Peyton Wilson has an interception. We heard Nick Faribault talk about how good he has already looked in pass coverage. The Steelers haven't had an inside linebacker that's been a very good player in coverage for a while. I mean, and the last guy that could really do it all was Ryan Shazier. They've been chasing that type of player for a long, long time, for 7 years now. We know that Wilson may not be the strongest against the run, but I want to see somebody who can actually defend the pass. Wilson with a pick. Secondary, Beanie Bishop will make a play. I think we get a vintage Mike Hilton-esque Beanie Bishop sack off the edge. Bishop will sneak by the end of that offensive line for the Houston Texans. Nobody will pick him up. It'll be a miscommunication by a preseason player. Beanie Bishop gets a sack. And I always like to predict the Mike Tomlin outfit. The black Steelers hat. We got the aviator sunglasses. If you noticed, he kind of changed up his look a little bit in practice, Joel. We're going to go with the white long sleeve Steelers shirt. And then he's going to rock the black sweatpants tomorrow night.
I was just going to say, I feel like he's going to have the black sweatpants on too.
He's not going to go shorts. I know he has worn shorts in training camp so far. He's not going to wear shorts to coach an actual game. And I think he'll also argue it's not super hot, so he'll throw the sweatpants on. So there we have it. Steelers, Texans, white hot takes. Coming up, Joel's pick to finish the show, and we'll see what else we maybe get into. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. The summer drive continues, up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Chance of rain overnight, low of 73. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. A few more minutes with me tonight. Donnie Football, Joel Nelson with me. Behind the Glass. Been a fun one. Thank you to Nick Farabaugh, Tim Neverett, Aaron Wilson for joining the program. We also had some great callers earlier in tonight's show. Joel, every time we work together, pal, I like to let you choose basically the last segment of the show, what it ends up working out to be. So we have, about 7 minutes left together. I think we can get through a good one here. So what do you got for me tonight?
Well, Donnie, I was going to talk about the Steelers defensive back situation and where Beanie Bishop and Corey Trice might slide in. I know Trice is coming off a significant knee injury that forced him to miss all of last year, but I've just seen that you retweeted some potential Pirates news. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like Domingo Germán may be getting called up to make his Pirates debut. Germán, the man who threw the last perfect game in Major League Baseball history last season with the Yankees. Now, this comes from Mike Rodriguez, MLB insider. So we will wait to get some confirmation on that. Maybe Noah or Alex or Andrew Destin can get more clarity on that. See, now the oddity there, it says he may make, so I mean, not set in stone, but when it says may make his first start of the season tomorrow against the Dodgers, Mitch Keller's supposed to start tomorrow.
And Mitch Keller, his last start was kind of abbreviated against Arizona, where there was that rain delay, and there were some people thinking about, you know, maybe he could have started today's game being on as, you know, having only pitched, I think, 60-some pitches and four innings against Arizona before the rain struck, and I think it was last, I can't remember, sometime in that Arizona series last weekend.
Yeah, so it was Saturday.
He could have started today, honestly, and be on, you know, really good rest, and could have saved him for, you know, one of those wildcard teams that they're chasing right now. But, well, if Domingo Germán is going to join the team and start tomorrow night, you know, I don't know if Mitch Keller goes to Saturday. I would guess maybe Sunday, and Paul Skene stays there. I know Bailey Falter was the guy slated for Sunday. I thought I saw today that Falter might have been warming up in the Pirates' bullpen. So I don't know if that means that if Germán gets recalled by the Pirates, then Falter is the odd man out and going to the bullpen. But I guess we'll have to wait and see. Everything is so fresh right now. So
I have a check out to Noah Hyles. I just shot him the tweet that I retweeted just to ask if it was legit, and he said let me check. So maybe we have breaking news before we finish up here in a few minutes. But Germán, last season with the Yankees, his age 30 season, 5-7, a 4.56 ERA in that He did have one complete game shutout that happened to be a perfect game against the Oakland A's. 114 strikeouts in 108 innings in that time. He had a season back in 2019. Now, this also just kind of shows you the nature of the American League East. 2019, he had an ERA over 4.03. So I wouldn't say it's considered a good ERA. I don't think it's considered a bad one.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not bad. Yeah, it's literally mid.
Yeah, I think, yeah, like right there, middle of the road. 4.03, 153 strikeouts in 143 innings. Like, not a dominant guy. His record was 18-4. 18-4 in 27 games in 2019.
That's quite the offense that the New York Yankees had in 2019.
Yeah, I mean, now that's another good example, I think, to show people when you'd get some older fans who complain that, like, wins and losses don't get counted on as much in today's game. And it's like, well, let me show you some examples here on both sides. Like, you look at 18-4, wow. You look at 4.03 and think, huh, that doesn't really add up. Now, that his best complete season in the majors so far. I mean, the win-loss record, great. It was actually a major league best when it came to win percentage. 0.818. But 2 years ago, 3.61 ERA, he only pitched in 15 games. He only threw 72 innings. So, if this is true from Mike Rodriguez, then they would have to move Keller somewhere, because if the entire tweet is true, and it means Herman would start tomorrow night, that bumps Mitch Keller. I mean, I wonder, do they bump Skeens to Sunday and we're working with the Glasnow Skeens game?
Wouldn't that be in Crinkle and Folsy?
I brought that up to Tim Neverett earlier, and we discussed how epic of a pitching matchup that would be. This seems a little bit just bizarre, though. I mean,
it is. And Mitch Keller, you know, he's a traditional starter. They're not going to have Domingo Herman open for Mitch Keller. So maybe if this, you know, if he does get a start this weekend, maybe in some form of fashion, Herman, Keller, and Skeens are the three starters, and Bailey Falter goes to the bullpen potentially, even though he's had a lot of really, like, good, efficient starts this year. One thing's for sure, we know the Pirates could use any kind of bullpen arms that they can get right now. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, this would just be, for me, like another example of, I mean, who knows? Herman could come up here and be great, but I don't know. This just seems like another kind of like white flag that's getting waved here. Because then what if their thought is like, well, we're going to start to bring down the innings for the other guys?
That's another thought that, you know, maybe like Herman,
yeah, like Herman is not, yeah, he's not part of your future. So, like, let him put in the labor.
I wonder if this could also be related to the, you know, the potential white flag scenario you're bringing up, is that maybe this is kind of an audition for Domingo Herman if he pitches really well, really efficiently down the stretch for the Pirates. Should he be legit called up, maybe it earns himself a roster spot for next season.
We'll see. Noah has not gotten back to me yet, so we will not be able to break the news because we have to split. The nightly sports call comes your way next. Joel Nelson, great job as always behind the glass. Donnie Football signing off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.